You're listening to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley. Today on episode 39, we discover some self-care tips on how to rest well.
Welcome to our show. We are Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley, co-founders of Big Blue Couch Coaching, a life coaching company dedicated to empowering women to overcome all from the comfort of a cozy sofa. And today we're talking about some self-care tips, specifically on how to rest well. This is something not a lot of people know how to do.
No.
I had to learn.
I had to learn it from you.
So now we're going to share the wealth of information and teach you as well. So, Rachel, what is self-care?
It's really just taking care of yourself emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Mm-hmm. And just taking the time to take care of you, whatever that looks like. And it includes anything from making time for hobbies to spending a day at the spa. And if you don't have time for an entire day, getting a massage once in a while, reading books. Sometimes that's one of my favorite ways to take care of myself is to escape into a good book every so often. Spending time with friends. These are all self-care things, things that feed your soul.
Yes. And most of those things that we just shared are also ways to rest. They really are. And why is this important? Well, it's important because when we neglect ourselves on any level, we really end up with less of ourselves to give to everybody else.
Right.
And self-care helps us be our best, and rest helps us be our best as well. And here are some tips. These are statistics. What am I talking about today? Who knows? Only 29% of women find it easy to actually make time for themselves.
It's not very high.
It isn't. It's not high at all. And we actually took that poll on our Facebook page a couple weeks ago. And out of that, that means 71% feel that it's actually really hard. And so most of these women that answered were moms who have a lot of little kids at home. But some of them were also women who are unmarried and don't have kids, and they're building a career. So it's not just the moms who feel this way, but I think it's women across the board.
Right. We find ourselves very busy as women, and I think that's just, you know, something we all know. That's not new information for you today, that as women we find ourselves overly busy. But why it's so important, too, is when we neglect those one areas, it does affect all the other ones. We seem to think that we can categorize ourselves, and as long as we're taking care of our spirit, of our physical body, it doesn't matter what we're doing to our emotional or our spiritual or our, you know, any of that self-care. It all ties together.
It really does. And it's so funny because people don't really equate rest to taking care of yourself spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and even physically. They're not even sure, like, you know, obviously we need to work out, but you also need to rest. And I think sometimes people get a little scared of being on the lazy side, because you can take it way too way too far. But most people are not even picking it up at all.
Right.
And so what's kind of interesting is I shared this a couple weeks ago at a Mom's Next group. And at first, like, everybody's looking at me with this look in their eye like, yeah, right, Mandy, rest? What? I don't have time. But as I started talking, like, they were nodding their heads and writing down notes. And it's like, oh, man, this really is something I needed to hear. And so we have some tips for you. We actually have three tips for you to help you rest today. And the first one is give yourself permission to allow time to rest physically. What does that look like? Well, it looks like a day of rest. Yeah, a day of rest. Not a night, not a few hours, but a day of rest. And our human bodies were designed to work 6 days and rest one. And we stretch ourselves so thin. We try to do everything. We try to be Superwoman. And then we find out that we, you know, we're just going like the Energizer Bunny, and we just, we poop out. We have nothing left to give.
Right.
Because we haven't rested. And so plan a day of rest. We like to do this in our home once a week, obviously, but It used to be Mondays. Now we're kind of switching it around. But plan a day where you don't do anything. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't mean you can't go have fun with your family, but don't plan to do chores that day.
Right.
Don't plan to fit in an extra thing for work that day. No, put all the responsibilities aside and just let your body rest. Sometimes that looks like having a movie marathon. Sometimes it looks like taking a nap and just reading a book all day. Other times it looks like, hey, let's go do something fun. Mm-hmm. Because fun is a way of resting as well. So what does a day of rest look like in your house, Rachel?
Well, it kind of, our family does not have a designated day always, because some weeks are just different. Mm-hmm. We've got three kids, and so schedules can kind of change. But a lot of times it does end up being either Saturday or Sunday. And for our family, it varies each and every time. Sometimes it's jammy day, mm-hmm. and everybody just stays in their jammies. The kids watch cartoons or movies all day. We bypass all the statistics that say don't let your kids watch, sit in front of the TV all day long, and we just rest. Mm-hmm. And our kids love jammy day and they love rest day. But then sometimes it's just spending the day together as a family. It could be going to the park or going to out to eat. Our family likes to go out mm-hmm. to eat and just spending time together. But like you said, it does not involve cleaning the house.
Right.
Most of the time. Sometimes you do have to do a couple of dishes, but it's not, let's figure out which chores need to be done.
Right. That's not today. A day of rest. And I think a lot of times, like when I first learned this skill, because mm-hmm. that's really what it is, Sundays were our day of rest, because Saturday we were always doing something. I don't even know what we would do half the time. Like, I don't even know where our weekends went. But Sunday would be like our day of rest, quote unquote. And we would end up going out to eat with the family, and then we would come home and we would do all these chores that we didn't get done over the weekend.
Right, to prepare for Monday.
And we're totally like worn out and we need another day before Monday, but mm-hmm. we don't have it anymore. So we didn't know how to rest.
Our family often does Saturday because we find Sunday is one of those times we just naturally start yeah. to prep for Monday. Yep. And my brain is already starting to think. I find myself very creative on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And
so do I.
So I have a hard time not doing any work mm-hmm. at all on Sunday and following this kind of legalistic rule that we have to all rest on Sundays if you grow up in a
right.
faith community.
It doesn't have to be that
this
way.
This does not have to be that. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that we learned when Maddie first started practicing rest in her family, it looked way different than what it looks like in our family. There's not mm-hmm. very often that Brandon and I can just lay on a couch all day long, because we do have mm-hmm. the kids and other things, and there will be a time in our life that we can rest like that all the time. But one of the things that we did with our family, and I still do that with my children, not all of them nap anymore, mm-hmm. but we still have the youngest one who does. And so when she goes down for a nap, everybody else rests. They don't have to go to sleep, mm-hmm. but they either need to be playing quietly or they need to be reading. And that gives me an opportunity to rest during the day as well. Yep. Everybody has their designated rest corner. Some are on their bed. Some are on like a beanbag chair in the living room. And they all know, unless they're on fire or something mm-hmm. has happened, do not come into mama's room. We're all resting.
Yes.
And we start that from the time they're very little. And so when they're 7 or when they're 8 and 5, they don't argue with me. I don't want to rest.
They right, all because they probably look forward to
they
it.
They do. Like, they need the calm during the mm-hmm. day. And like when you've got kids at school all day long and running all week for activities, by the time we get to Saturday and we spend our day in our jammies mm-hmm. and resting, the kids need it just as much as we do.
Yeah. Because we are. That's how we're wired. Mm-hmm. I can't remember where this study is, but I heard it said once that there's actually a study that proves that your heart rate actually slows down every seventh
really?
Day. Yeah. And I don't remember where that's from. I have to do some research to find it. But mm-hmm. because that's how the human body is made, mm-hmm. is made to rest. So the first one is allow time to rest physically. What is the second tip on how to rest well?
This is probably my favorite tip, because any of you who have a chaotic household like I have, this is where you're going to find your rest. And that's utilize stolen moments, which means resting your mind. Sometimes mm-hmm. we can't rest physically. Sometimes a nap is impossible
right.
to be able to take, or just to spend long periods of time just laying down on the couch and reading. And busy moms, if you're a busy mom, or if you're a busy single woman, businesswoman, mm-hmm. if you're in that season of your life where you're just busy for one reason or another, this is a great way to help you rest your mind. And resting your mind is just as important as resting
yes.
your body. So don't guilt yourself into thinking, because I can't take an hour-long nap today, I shouldn't spend
right.
30 minutes of resting my mind somehow. And what are some ways to do that? Let's give you some ideas. Use the time in your car. I love this idea. To fill yourself up with inspirational audios or your favorite music. Mm-hmm. I do this all the time.
I do too.
I have my favorite set of playlists that I listen to when I come to work and when I'm leaving. And then they kind of just reframe my mind for going home, help me get rid of all of the stress of the day. And that time in your car, don't mm-hmm. just sit there.
Yeah.
Driving mindlessly, unless that is your way to rest. Like if you need to turn the music off and be quiet, do that. And I don't let my kids, it seems kind of mean sometimes. Sometimes my kids sit silently in the car. Uh-huh. I'm also teaching them to be quiet and other, you know, they can't just talk all the time. And sometimes they say, Mama just needs some quiet. Let's all mm-hmm. be quiet. I mean, it lasts about 2 minutes generally, but it's 2 minutes of quiet. Right. And sometimes that's all you need. Don't feel bad to train your kids that it's okay to be quiet and to rest. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the car is really stressful for families. So if that means you need to get them some headphones and something to play with, then do it. Do not feel guilty for mm-hmm. taking some time to rest in your car. Second one.
Carve out 30 minutes in your schedule to make it to the gym 3 to 4 times a week. And listen to your favorite podcast or audiobook while you're working out mm-hmm. or go for a walk. If you can't make it to the gym, mm-hmm. just go for a walk. Instead of, like, if you're at work, stop sitting there trying to figure out how many candy bars can I get from the vending machine? Or like, oh, I need to veg out, so I'm going to mm-hmm. go take a Facebook break.
At 3 o'clock, instead of heading for the thing when your body, your blood sugar is crashing.
Yes, go for a walk instead.
Get a quick snack and go for a walk. Mandy and I do this quite a bit.
Yes, we actually do in the summer, especially in our office. We have a really nice area to go walk outside mm-hmm. and it just helps clear our mind. And it's not a long walk. Sometimes it's only 5 minutes. Right. Sometimes it's 10. But you don't need to go for this long excursion of a walk, but just get up and move around. Mm-hmm. Don't sit on your Facebook profile and zone out for 5 minutes. Get up and move around.
Because mm-hmm. that moment back. Like you're resting your mind, but you're not, because you want to be cognizant of your environment. Mm-hmm. That's part of what the resting is. Tuning out the world on your Facebook page or social media is not always helpful to
it's
do
not.
That.
And that's what a lot of us do. So steal mm-hmm. that moment back.
Right.
And do something good for your body.
Another one, and I love this one because I use this in my house, and mm-hmm. I know Mandy does too, is putting inspirational quotes on your phone, pulling up your Bible app, I put them up in my bathroom. Mm-hmm. I used to put them in my car. I don't do that as often anymore. But mm-hmm. put these around you so when you're sitting in the grocery store or waiting for a doctor appointment, look at them. Look at your phone and all the neat things you have on there that are encouraging. Or mm-hmm. write notes in there of different. I have a whole note that's just a bunch
of
quotes I've heard or that I want to remember. And that's a great thing to do while mm-hmm. you're sitting and waiting. Use some of those moments to feed your mind with some truth.
Exactly. And so the third tip for the day then is to embrace the truth that you are worth it.
I think this is sometimes where we all kind of have a problem.
Yes. Because at the root of that belief that I just don't have time to rest is really I'm not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But you are. You really are worth it. So give yourself that permission to rest. Give yourself permission to believe that you are worth it, because you can't be what everybody needs you to be if you aren't taking care of yourself.
Absolutely.
You just can't.
No.
You can't be all things to all people, end of story,
mm-hmm.
but you really can't be who you are meant to be and who you need to be when you are not taking care of yourself. So you're worth it. It is not selfish to say, I can't right now because I need to rest.
Mm-hmm. I know I am a better mom, a better businesswoman, a better wife when I take the time. There are many times when I come home from work and I say to my husband, I just need 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need. And then I shut myself up in my bedroom. My husband and I have gotten really good over the years to see that in each other mm-hmm. and to give each other permission to do that and just say, hey, I need 30 minutes. That's all I need. Sometimes I curl right into my bed and just close my eyes for 30 minutes, all mm-hmm. dressed and whatever I was wearing that day. Mm-hmm. And I just need a little bit of time. I mean, we deal with people a lot in our profession, and sometimes you just need to take that time. And I am not a good mom if I don't remember to mm-hmm. do that. And I'm not a good wife. I'm not really good here at the Big Blue Couch if mm-hmm. I don't take the
either.
Time to do that.
Yep. We have to take the time to allow ourselves to rest physically. We have to figure out how to utilize those stolen moments and rest our minds. And we have to embrace the truth that we are worth it. That's really how we will get to a point where we can rest well mm-hmm. on a regular basis. And this is going to set us up for a better 2015 when we can embrace this whole concept of resting well.
Yep. And we have something that you can really use during these stolen moments to feed your mind with truth, to encourage you, to give you some positive things to think about. And that is our free coaching audios. It is 7 days that you can use while you're standing in the grocery store. They're about 5 minutes long and just to give you a boost in your day. And so if you haven't already, we invite you to download those free coaching audios. You can find them on our website, www.bigbluecouchcoaching.com. It's called Feed Your Mind with Truth. And we want to thank you for hanging out with us girls on the Big Blue Couch this week. We look forward to chatting with you again next time on the Big Blue Couch, where life happens.